This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders like you tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. My name is Susie Ashworth. I am a single mom of three and author of the Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life. On this show, I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your identity and your reality to create the life that you have been dreaming of, because you are ready to be an infinite receiver. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And again, I am diving straight in. We are not leaving any time for any hullabaloo, any chit chat, because I am just dying to dive into part two of the Why We Fail series. And when I was first planning out the original two episodes, they were very, very practical and very 3D. And this is super helpful, super useful. And the reality is that I am a spiritual person and I believe in the unseen forces of the universe. Like, that is just who I am. And I don't think about anything from just a 3D perspective. The reality is that we can see 0.00001% of our universe. And so if 99.9999999% goes unseen, I think that it would be wild to think about any concept without taking into consideration the things that we cannot see. And part of that for me involves spirituality. And I feel like I've got a whole podcast actually brewing about what spirituality means for me, because I don't view myself as an overtly spiritual person. I digress. And as I say, that is going to be another episode. But when I was thinking about why we fail and why we find it difficult to upgrade our identities, I wanted to also look at it from a spiritual perspective. So my belief is you are a spiritual being living a human existence. And we are all here because we have chosen to be, you know, and we all have our very own unique, unreplicable blueprint. Now, I talk about this in the Pillar of Greatness in the book. So we are all different. There will never be somebody who has walked this planet that shares our exact same blueprint that came before us, and there will never be anybody that shares our exact same blueprint that comes after us. And at the same time, I believe that we all have the same assignment, and that is to remember that we are all unique expressions of God, and we are all limitless creators, because we are all unique expressions of the Creator. And when I say this, I'm not thinking about God as a white man with a beard in the sky, like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. I could quite easily say consciousness, I could say the universe, but ultimately I am talking about the thread of infinite intelligence that runs through every single sentient being on this planet. We are all part of that creation, and we all have access to that unique power and potency. And I believe that it is our job to remember that. So when I used to think about our time on the planet, I suppose what would have been an accurate way to describe my viewpoint is that we're all given spiritual assignments, and every single level, if we think about this like a game, some people like to think about it like a computer game, like every single level has a different assignment that we have to complete in order to graduate. Now I kind of have an even more zoomed out perspective, and I look at the whole of our lives as just one massive assignment. And everybody that we meet on the path in our life is both a student and a teacher. And actually, I think that we play the role of both student and teacher with every single person that we interact with. And I think that the most evolved and enlightened people are really able to look at everybody and see what a great teacher that they are for them. And so I suppose the extension of that is this idea that we all have soul contracts. And so every single person that we meet in our life, we're contracted to meet. And this is what is interesting, is that I suppose that that means that I believe in fate and I believe in destiny. And that's true. Like, I believe that I was supposed to meet my ex-husband and we were supposed to have our three children together. And I believe that our three children together deliberately chose us as parents. We'd all agreed it. You're going to come in. You're going to teach me how to be a better human. You're going to teach me what it means to love. You're going to teach me what it means to be unconditional. And I am also going to teach you whatever my lessons are that we've agreed that I'm going to teach you in this lifetime. Like, that is part of the assignment. And when we fulfill the assignment successfully, we're able to graduate to the next level. You know, the next level of depth when it comes to love, the next level of depth when it comes to motherhood, the next level of depth when it comes to, you know, work and business and friendship. And like, every single time we learn the lesson from our teacher, we get to graduate. Like, that is the assignment for each and every one of us. And the more we remember who we truly are, and the more that we are able to see other people as they truly are, so the greatness in me sees the greatness in you, the more we learn, the more we create, the more of creation we are able to access, the better manifestors we become, the more love we experience, the more joy we experience, the more of life we get to experience when we understand our own greatness gets to meet the greatness in other people at all times. And, you know, this is my vision, my mission is for me, first and foremost, to be able to be a really beautiful model for that, to really live into that knowing that this is the lesson for me and every other person on the planet. How much can I live into that on a daily basis? Right now, let's be real, like, I'm failing class. Actually, that doesn't feel fair to say, but I say that because there are so many areas where I know that I forget. There's so many times where I forget that this is the game, and that person who is irritating me to hell right now is my teacher, you know, that my kid is my teacher. Like, I am the teacher, but they are also my teacher. Like, I forget that so many times, and that's why I say that I'm failing. But the reality is that the life that I have created and the amount of joy that I feel on a day-to-day basis is I'm not failing. I just know that there is so much more for me to live into and honor in myself and in other people. And that's great. So if this is the game of life, life is one massive game. It's one massive assignment. And every single person that we meet is both teacher and student. And we have lessons to learn from every single individual. We will be presented with the same lesson again and again and again until we learn the lesson. So, in relation to what we were talking about in the last episode, we will be presented with the opportunity to learn in many, many, many different shapes and forms through many people, through many different experiences. But when we scratch a little bit beneath the surface, it's all the same experience. It's all the same person. It's all the same lesson. And that lesson equates to us healing the wound that feeds the amnesia. And the amnesia is the forgetting that we are all unique expressions of the universe, of creator, of God, of infinite consciousness. Like, that's the wound. And we go around and around and around and around in circles because we haven't learned the lesson. It's as simple as that. And what is interesting is that there will be times where we feel like we've nailed it. We have nailed it. And then, seemingly out of nowhere, we will be slapped around the face with a wet fish that looks decidedly like the wet fish we thought that we had learned years ago. Like, what is going on there? And my interpretation of this is that it's not that we haven't learned the lesson, but the lesson needs refining as we graduate through the lessons, as we graduate through the levels. So it looks the same, but it's not. Because if we've graduated once, then we have changed. We have changed. And if we've changed, then our response to the slap around the face with the wet fish also changes. So rather than being reactive, we are responsive. Rather than getting angry, we're able to respond with love. Rather than kind of sticking the knife in, we get curious. And all of those responses versus reactions tell you that you are operating at a different level. If you only ever look at the practical, so look at this from the perspective that we were talking about it last week, you can't possibly remember who you are, you know, and that's the main lesson of this life. It doesn't mean that you cannot experience material success, but material success isn't true wealth. You know, this is what I was talking about in the episode, How to Be Really Rich. I talk about this also in the book. Leverageable wealth is important. It gives you choices, but it doesn't give you intrinsic wealth. It doesn't enable you to cultivate and generate that sense of internal safety because you know that you are infinitely supported at all times, irrespective of what is going on in the outside world. And it also doesn't give you the experiential wealth, the experience of life, particularly if you are somebody that is working all hours in order to generate a number in your bank account, but you're sacrificing your kids, your family, you're seeing the sunshine. True wealth is all three parts of the trifecta. And if you are only working on a 3D level, for sure, you are unable to connect with the intrinsic wealth that I am talking about, which is also about our connection with our spirituality. You know, the modern day spiritual masters have this nailed, the leverageable, the experiential, and the intrinsic. So when it comes to this question of why we are failing, part of the reason is that you haven't been recognizing what your assignment is and playing this game of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, you know, bad things just happen to me, the world is bad. You haven't been realizing what it is that you have to take radical responsibility for when it comes to your schooling in this lifetime. And when you start to recognize your assignment, you can then choose to call in different levels of support. You can choose to switch your environment. You can start to choose different behaviors. So if we look at money as an example, and this basic example of you not knowing how much debt that you are in, okay? What does it mean when you are not aware of how much debt you're in? It means that at this point, like all of the steps that you have taken up until this point when it comes to money, means that you are not being a good steward of money. So not knowing how much debt I'm in means that up until now, I've not been a good steward of money. So what is the lesson that I need to learn in order to progress to the next level when it comes to money? The lesson that I have to learn is that I have to cultivate my stewardship of money so I can progress to the next level. And that means things like, I am no longer willing to tolerate not knowing how much money is on my credit cards. I am no longer willing to tolerate not knowing what the interest rates are that I pay. I am no longer willing to not know how much money is coming into my bank account on a weekly basis and how much is exiting on a weekly basis. My commitment is to become a good steward of money. That's not the same as saying I don't utilize debt. I don't utilize borrowing, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in a very mindful way. Now, what happens when you are aware of the lesson that you have to implement is that you are then going to be presented with the opportunity to follow through on that or not. Some people call these spiritual tests. I am not sure that I can find a better word than test. But I don't necessarily love it because it kind of suggests, like, again, that there's this old man in the sky going, right, is she worthy? Are they worthy or not? And for me, the universe is neutral. It's responding to our beliefs, to our energy. So what will happen when you make a decision? Okay, I understand that the lesson that I need to learn is stewardship of money. You will then be presented with an opportunity to act in the way that you have always acted with money. You will then be presented with an opportunity to see if you are ready to be that good steward of money or not. And that opportunity is going to be really tempting, really delicious. You will try to make excuses to not be mindful and do what you've always done, but still wanting a different result. And this is why part three is going to be really important, because I do believe that it is absolutely possible for you to take risks, for you to do the illogical thing, if you are able to follow through on every other decision that you are going to make, where your behavior is in alignment with creating the desire that you want to create. The problem is that most people will go for the temptingly delicious opportunity because it looks so good and it's going to taste so amazing in the short term, which is the same behavior that they always do. And because it is the same behavior that they always do, the follow-up behavior is the same. And that's the problem. In relationship, you've decided that you are ready for a love of all ages, but you are used to going for the emotionally unavailable bad boy, bad woman, bad person, you know, who takes pleasure in giving you the runaround, takes pleasure in breadcrumbing you, just giving you just enough to kind of keep you hanging on. And you make the decision that you are ready for a love of all ages and you are going to be a match for somebody who sees your heart, sees your passion, who is doing the work, you know, is ready for a deeply conscious relationship. And yet, as you are swiping, as you are scrolling, you see the hottest, the finest, the funniest, the sexiest looking human being on the planet. And guess what? They've already said that they like you. And they've already said that they're looking for something casual. What are you going to do? What are you going to do though? because they are the hottest, they are the finest, they are the most good-looking person on the planet, and this is your test. This is your test. What are you a match for? You will keep being presented with the same lesson until you have graduated, until you have chosen something different, until you have healed the wound that means that you have forgotten who you are, what you are worthy of, and what you are deserving of. So part of the reason that you are failing is because there is a part of you that has been wounded. Sometimes this is a generational thing that you have literally been born into. And sometimes this is your own experience that you have lived. Either way, there is work that gets to be done. You know, this is the inner work. This is the energetic work. This is the work that is not in the 3D realm, but so, so, so important. This is the work where you get to frequently, but not always, go back and reparent the version of you who had the bad experience. This is frequently, but not always, the version of you that goes back and does the forgiveness work. This is the version of you that gives yourself permission to tap into all of the emotions that you have been hiding from around that particular area in your life. And you give yourself permission to feel those feelings and work through those emotions, sometimes on your own, and sometimes when they feel so big, that's when you call in support and you work with a coach or a therapist. That's the work that I am talking about. And that goes hand in hand with the 3D practical stuff, with the spreadsheets, with the phone calls, with the accountability partners, with all of that good stuff. Big thing that I want you to take from this is that if you are noticing you're going round and round in circles, there is a reason for it. And the reason is that there is a lesson for you to learn. And that's not a bad thing. You're being presented with the lesson because actually you are ready. You're ready to do something different. And it's only the old identity that is holding on, that's saying that you're not ready. It is the old identity that says, oh, that feels a little bit scary. I'm not ready for the upgrade. I don't want to let go of those pieces of myself. But if you are being given an opportunity for growth, that is to step into something new. That is to create something new with somebody new. It's to up-level your thinking around your money, around your love, around your health, whatever it is. If you're being presented with an opportunity where you are going to be required to do something different, it is because you are ready for that. And if you don't take advantage, you will be presented with the same lesson again and again and again and again and again. And what tends to happen is that you will get louder and louder and louder presentations of the assignment until you cannot ignore it, until you have to dive in and do something differently. So this is the spiritual side of why we fail. And here is such a beautiful opportunity for you to start to do something different. So I want you to go back to the work that you did after the last episode. So thinking about what was the thing that you'd worked on the last quarter that you failed at. And I asked you to go through the beliefs that you were tolerating. What were you willing to let go of? This week, I want you to just ask yourself, what was the spiritual lesson that I get to learn, that I get to embody, that will enable me to move into that next level? So we get to work with the seen and the unseen simultaneously. It gets to be really fun. Right. If you have enjoyed this episode, please, one, let me know on Instagram, Susie_Ashworth. And two, share this episode with somebody who means something to you. Just one person. Let them know that this is the work that you're in and there might be something there for them too. And if you have enjoyed this, then I really recommend you coming over and checking out my members club, the Infinite Receivers Members Club. We have got some incredible trainings on identity that will really support your learning here, all starting with the anchor statement. So if this is interesting, come over. You can do a 7-day free trial. And then if you want to play with us, then it would be amazing to have you. Right. In the meantime, please look out for the next and last episode in this series. It will be my next solo episode. And I am going to go deep into the how you actually get to make the shift. You're amazing. Thank you for being here. And please remember that it's faith plus action that equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfinitereceiving.